Hey, test. Hi, this is Drunk Tarot. This is the podcast. Trying something new right now. I don't know if it's going to work. You know, if you have been following Drunk Tarot for a minute now, I want to say thank you, because I know that it's really hard to, you know, get in where you fit in, especially in this digital space. So this is kind of for everybody. Some of you guys have discovered me on YouTube. I think I started YouTube, I'll be honest with you, I started the YouTube channel. I've always been in tarot, but I started the YouTube channel because my actual job is marketing, is social media, paid advertising, marketing, creative, all that stuff. And I needed an outlet because I was so over marketing. I was so over just the clowns out there making a shitload of money by going viral, to be honest with you, by just capturing their audience, their tribe, and really just pushing forward with a gimmick and a get-rich-quick scheme and whatever they had. And they did well. And some of them, you know, there's even in the tarot sphere, there's, you know, readers out there who have a shitload of followers. And I'm not hating. This is just like, I was interested in how they were able to do it, but they looked like shit, but their bathrooms weren't clean, but their office space was like hectic. Like it was just, they're coughing on the microphone, all this stuff. And I found it interesting. And, you know, you have to remember that there are so many different platforms out there. And one of them that I had not yet spent too much time on was YouTube. But because of the nature of what I do for a living, I had to acquaint myself with it. And so I was like, well, I'm into, you know, tarot and I'll give it a shot. I wasn't actually looking to turn it into anything other than maybe a little bit of therapy after a breakup. Maybe that was it. Maybe that was just a little escape for myself and a way to sort of ease my heartache, but to also help anybody else out there. Because I know what it feels like to go through a breakup and want someone to do your tarot cards and want to know if your ex is going to reach out, and I know what that's like. So I decided that I wanted to be like a part of maybe the healing of myself, but also to let other people know. That's why I have my little tongue-in-cheek attitude you know, if you ask about your ex, I'm going to yell at you, that kind of energy. But I guess if you've listened to me for a while, if you follow me on Instagram, any of that stuff, you know that I'm, you know, pretty private. I don't show myself. And I definitely have an irreverent attitude when it comes to the community, air quotes. And I mean that with love, no disrespect, but also very, you know, cheeky, irreverent attitude about the whole thing. So you've seen me do YouTube, you've seen me have a website, I had that website up for a second. You know, all that shit takes a lot of work, and I have a real job. Not that this is not a real job, this is just not my job, but I still enjoy it. There's something about it that I still really enjoy. I don't know what it is. I don't know what I get out of it. There are times when I shuffle the cards and I feel nothing, you know, for them. There's no, they're not charged, as they say. And then I had a Patreon account because I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. I'll just, you know, say, hey, $5, give me some money. I'll do your cards. But then even then I wasn't really getting anything out of it. And my career trajectory has gone up, but in a weird, like jagged angle to the left, which I wasn't prepared for. So that's interesting. And, you know, part of my gig is I have to go to these like just conventions, and I have to kind of rub elbows with people and network. And one of the things that they talked about, and I think I've mentioned to you guys that I do have another page on Instagram, and it's called Good Good Marketing. I'm going to change that because I also started today a podcast called The Data Driven Creative. And if you want to run your own business, if you're interested in boosting your social media marketing, or, you know, getting into the world of marketing yourself and getting more business and traffic for your business, you can listen to that podcast and also follow Good Good Marketing, because I'm going to change it to Data Driven Creative. But I also felt like, and then you guys remember I had a Patreon account for Drunk Tarot, like, oh yeah, subscribe and you can get this and that. You know, it's just me sort of testing out the waters, testing out different platforms and different ways to to, I guess, let off steam, like just vent a little bit and do something that I find entertaining. And it's no different for me. And I don't mean any disrespect to the community out there, but it's my canasta. It's my old lady thing. It's my little, you know, it's me playing shuffleboard. It's just a thing that I do. Which again does not make it any less accurate because it's not my full-time job. It doesn't make it any less meaningful if it resonates with you because, you know, I don't prioritize this and I didn't sage the fucking microphone. You know, but if you want to listen to me, you like my style, then this is the podcast for you. And I'm going, you know, I don't think it's necessary for you guys to see the cards. You guys will hear me shuffling the cards. You're either with it or you're not. You know what I mean? You either trust that I'm the fucking realist out there or you don't. It doesn't matter to me. But I'm going to try this month. And I know on Instagram I announced that I was going to be giving everyone their sexual healing. I was going to tell you what was coming up for every single sign for the summer, your summer love for every sign. And I'm going to do that here. And the reason I'm going to do it here is because if I do it on Instagram, on IGTV, it only gives me 10 minutes. It takes fucking forever to load, and I'm not down with that. And it's just more convenient for me. And I do believe that if you're listening to the podcast, it's an enjoyable thing to just drive around and listen to it versus you feeling as if you have to watch someone shuffle with their fucking acrylics on screen. Like, come on. So that's the introduction that I'm going to share with everybody. And if you're if you're listening to this, then thank you for listening. Thank you for staying with me. I know that Instagram and between Instagram, YouTube, Patreon, my website, all my shenanigans, I know it seems like I'm not focused on one platform for one particular audience. And that's because I'm not. I'm focused on me, and what I like to do. And this is what I like to do. And I want to share it with you. So yeah, this is the intro for your podcast. Hopefully, you know, this resonates. I'm going to try to keep them around 30 minutes for each sign so that you just get the whole thing. And I'm going to, you know, talk story and, you know, be sweet like cupcake and just hopefully you're into it and that you have a safe drive. You focus on, I'm assuming you're driving. I'm assuming you're in your least vehicle right now. I'm just kidding. I'm assuming you're on your commute, you're chilling, you're relaxing. Maybe you're smoking a little doobie and you like the smooth styling vocal sound of Drunk Tarot. All right. Talk to you soon. Here comes your horoscope, your tarotscope. Get ready. Get ready for the D. Bye. Taurus, this is your reading. Hopefully you listened to the intro. If you didn't listen to the intro, go back and listen to the intro. Otherwise, I'll cry. I hope you can hear me okay. I'm messing around with the stupid setup. Taurus, I did some shuffling. I did some thinking. And now it is the evening, so the sun is down. And now we're on Drunk Tarot PM energy. So just a heads up, not all the podcast episodes are going to have an intro. That's just to get things started because it's a brand new podcast now. Podcasts in the future are going to be like actual podcasts. So they'll make more sense. I know I'm kind of like jazzy sounding right now because it's the evening. But anyways, Taurus, let's see what's coming up for you for the summer of love, your summer of love energy. Hopefully you're driving to work, driving somewhere. Decided to listen to this podcast. I appreciate it. And I will hope that you listen to all the podcasts in the future. They'll be lumped up differently because it's way too hard to create 12 individual podcasts. That's not going to happen on a regular basis. So we're going to figure something out so that everybody can enjoy the Drunk Tarot podcast. Anyways, enough of that. What's coming through for your love life, summer of love, for all the Taurians, Taurus, the bull. What's coming up for you guys?
Okay. Some of you guys are messing with a Gemini. But either way, I feel like there was some kind of connection with someone in recent times. It's sort of fizzled out. It's separated. You're separated from that person. I think that maybe in June, you received some sort of accolades or attention in June, or somebody reached out to you and let them know that they were admiring you. You're being admired by a lot of people actually right now for your wit, your charm, your attention grabbing right now. And that might have a lot to do with the fact that maybe you are single. And so people are coming to your aid to just see how you're feeling with the Lover's card in reverse, and they know that you're hurting. The thing is with the Justice card here, I do get a sense that this is what was needed. This is necessary, Taurus. And it sucks to know, because a Taurus who doesn't get what they want is a nightmare for the world at large. Then you have the Six of Swords. Six of Wands and Six of Swords. I like this energy for you to kick off your summer of love, only because you're moving on. You're moving on. You're celebrating yourself. You're moving on. This is saying that what was meant to be has happened, has occurred. So whatever that is, if you were in a relationship, a short-lived relationship, and it didn't pan out, that's okay. And you need to actually be okay with that. Not only for your sake, for your sake, so you can move on quicker, but also come to terms with the fact that some things just aren't in our fucking control, and you need to be okay with that. The Justice card is saying, no, bitch, this was not in your control. This was in our control, and we decided to veto that relationship. And that's kind of how that shit went down. Four of Pentacles in reverse, there is a sense of vulnerability. And I think that either that was a complaint that someone had about you, or you had about someone. Someone wasn't being vulnerable enough in the relationship, and maybe that had something to do with the ending of it. Someone was feeling a little closed off, was being defensive in the relationship. That could have been you or somebody else. Anyways, that's kind of how you kick off the summer with that energy. But the most important card that I'm seeing so far here is the Six of Swords, because that actually indicates you are ready to transition, or somebody, you know, you can flip it around always. Somebody was ready to transition out of the relationship and move away from it. Someone could actually have just moved, not out of a relationship. They've just moved. They've moved away. Someone might have just moved on. Maybe you woke up one day. Maybe you were agonizing over this Lover's card here in reverse. You woke up one day and you just said, I'm done. I'm good. I'm over it. I'm not interested in that conversation anymore. I'm not engaging. So you don't exactly start off the summer with like 1,000 dicks in your hand. So I'll put that out there. You're in your head right now. What does this all mean for the Taurus? The Taurus looking for love, summer of love for the Taurus. I think a lot of this stuff went down in June, or at least started, you know, kicked off in June, these energies. What's going on with the Taurus for love? What's going on with the Taurus for love? Some of you guys are having a dark night of the soul, some grief happening, still some residual sadness and grief happening over the Lover's card in reverse, that breakup. So who the fuck was this? A Gemini? Someone has some Gemini energy, or you just separated from somebody. You're apart from that person. It could be physical distance. Maybe they're abroad. Maybe you guys had to separate and there's just no way it could work out. And so you're missing this person. And I do think this person is missing you greatly. And maybe with this person, you felt celebrated and they celebrated you and you celebrated them. And there was just a sense of true appreciation coming from that person. But alas, as they say, Alas, it wasn't meant to be. I just don't think that it was meant to be as lovely as it was. As lovely as you thought it was. It wasn't meant to be. The Justice card is major arcana, you guys. It means it's not up to you. It's just the way it goes. And this is an opportunity for you to actually practice your strength, practice your resiliency, get your resiliency muscles stronger so that you can bounce back from heartache like this. Because I promise you this, this is not the last heartache you will experience in this lifetime. So it's up to you to get stronger because of it. It's up to you to be an adult, to be an adult, have your sadness, appreciate it for what it was. And I do think that the Six of Wands is that, is telling us that also. It's saying you were meant to appreciate that relationship or whatever that opportunity was for what it was, but it wasn't meant to be a long lasting one. And it is time to move on. Six of Swords. What I like about the Six of Swords next to the Four of Pentacles here at Taurus is that it's moving towards a place where you can be vulnerable. And I think that that's what this relationship did for you. It opened you up and it made you more vulnerable, or it's asking you to become more vulnerable now after this relationship. And we've got the Nine of Swords. So yeah, you're staying up late. You're worrying about it. You're upset about it. That person is missing you. You're missing that person. That's okay. Hey, that's life, kiddo. That's life. What else? So what does this all mean? So what happens now? You're looking for love. There is someone coming through. This person is extremely intelligent, extremely witty, extremely intelligent. They're fair-skinned. They have lighter eyes. It doesn't mean they're a white person. It just means that they're fairer-skinned, lighter eyes. Maybe their energy is lighter. But this person can talk a blue streak. This person can talk. And when they do talk, they're extremely, they've got the mental acuity of a fucking genius. They're as sharp as a tack. And it's something you're going to appreciate. You're going to recognize it immediately. And you're going to be into it. Mm-hmm. I think that you got to be careful because, okay, you got Nine of Swords and Nine of Wands, both flanking the King of Swords. My concern, obviously I'm not stoked about this read for you, Taurus, because I was hoping to see like 1,000, ding-dongs all for your taking here, but it seems like you're experiencing a little bit of a setback on the relationship front because you're not being given exactly what you want and you're being Taurian stubborn. The Knight of Wands in reverse indicates absolute mental instability, mental anguish. That next to the Nine of Swords, obviously your insomnia, staying late up at night. What I want you to do, Taurus, please, is charge your phone. If someone has to get in touch with you, let them call you. But I would definitely not sleep with the phone. I would leave your phone in another room, charge it, and put the volume, turn the text messages alerts off, and have the ringer on. So if there is an emergency, you can be called. But everything else, you should sleep through. Give yourself more sleep. Your body is exhausted right now. It's going to be exhausted right now if you're not taking care of yourself. I'm serious. Okay, King of Cups. King of Cups, King of Swords. Some of you guys are dealing with a Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. I think it's a Pisces. This Pisces is a raging fucking lunatic right now. And they're emotionally imbalanced and they're not stable enough. They're not giving you anything worthwhile right now, this Pisces. They want to be an emotional hero for you and they can't be. Nine of Wands in reverse. There's a lot of mental mental instability happening here. Mental and emotional, I won't say abuse, but I will say instability. This could be the person you've broken up from, and they could just be hounding you. And so you had to move away from them, or you had to do something. But they're being highly vulnerable also. Some of them are being being emotionally available and vulnerable to you, but it might be too little too late. Somebody's already moved on. Some of you guys are dealing with, yeah, definitely a Pisces, definitely a Virgo. Some of you guys are like, okay, I have a lot to think about. Let me get back to you. There's a lot to think about. I don't see successful relationship energy here. I see you feeling mentally, emotionally exhausted. This isn't everybody, Taurus. This is, some of you guys are just like, that's not me. That's not my story. Okay, then fucking switch the channel then. But some of you guys are going through this. And some of you guys are, you know what? Fuck it. Yeah, some of you guys are going through it and you're in denial. That's what my fucking issue is. That's why I'm pissed off at you right now. Some of you guys absolutely are going through this and you are in denial about what's actually happening. And you guys are going to give me that fucking story of, it's easier said than done. It's not that easy. Yes, bitch, it fucking is. You know how easy it is? I'll show you how easy it is. It's fucking this easy. There's a guy and a boat with six swords, and there's a woman and a kid in the boat, and the rough waters are behind them, and he's go ahead and he's pulling that boat across the lake to smoother waters. Okay? And this was painted in like 1643. Okay? It's 2019. Don't tell me you guys can't move on. This motherfucker did. I'm just saying that with the High Priestess in reverse, that's a clear indicator of denial, of not listening to your instincts, of not listening to your gut. The Nine of Wands in reverse, it doesn't get, you know, more laser sharp accurate than the Nine of Wands in reverse. That is mental instability. Okay? And then, of course, the Nine of Swords. So what I feel for your summer of love, Taurus, is not good. But what I'm going to do right now, because I just remembered this is a podcast. It's not like the IGTV channel. That was one storyline. And I'm not doing this for all the signs. I'm just doing it for Taurus because I've never seen a reading that depressing before. Especially when the goal was to do summer love. And obviously I could have done, you know, sure. I could have put a real sexy, fun, hilarious spin on all the cards I just pulled, but that would have been me trying to manipulate a reading and pander to the theme of the reading, which was summer of love. And I didn't want to do that. I give it to you raw every time. You know that. But because it was so depressing and I'm bummed out, like it makes me not believe in love, I'm going to do this again. This time I'm going to pull three cards specifically for the Taurians out there who are like, that wasn't my reading. Okay, fine. That wasn't your reading. Now I'm pulling for the Taurus who's like, that's not my problem. I don't have that problem. I'm just seeing what's coming up for me for love. I'm going to pull three cards. Three fucking cards. You ready? Three cards. Taurus, summer of 2019, summer of love, 2019, Taurus, what is coming in, what can they expect, what can they look out for, what can the Taurus look out for, summer of love, 2019, what can the Taurus look out for, summer of love, 2019, I said three, I'm going to keep going. Because it's... Okay. That Pisces, that water sign person, they're still sticking around. Okay. No, this is a fresh new read. I'm just saying they popped up again. Okay, Taurus, listen. You've got a water sign and an air sign coming in to start some shit with you this summer. I don't know what this is about. You're kind of on a messy scene right now. In August, you are going to reap the rewards from something you've been working on for a while now. I feel like someone is going to feel emotionally unstable. I think that there is going to be, if you are in a relationship looking for love, there is going to be a bit of a separation. Here's what I see coming in for you. I see a Scorpio coming in. I see an Aquarius coming in. And I see a water sign coming in. Oh, Scorpio. Some of you guys who are seriously like, that's not my energy. That's not my energy. You're really on one because your energy actually does show that, yeah, there is going to be a breakup of some sort this summer, for sure. Separation. Moving out of the house. Someone's moving out of the house. I see in August, some of you guys are going to reap the rewards of something. But yeah, I think that there's an Aquarius coming in. There's someone who's a fast talker coming in, Taurus. Fast talker coming in. Justice, somebody who works in the legal field, so a lawyer, someone who works with administrative services, a lot of bureaucratic stuff, red tape, like a notary, something like that. This is someone who works in an office space with a bunch of suits, a lot of lawyer, you know, people of that nature. That energy is coming through. Be careful about the person who's coming in that is very talkative, very outgoing. They seem very like personable. They have a smile on their face. They can be charming, but they're definitely one-sided vision, and they definitely have an ability to make it seem like they care about you when really they care about themselves. They're gifted in that way is what I want to say. Okay, I think that's it. Your summer of love reading, Taurus, was not the best so far. The other readings were not as depressing as this one. This is kind of depressing, Taurus, and I don't know what to say. I know that, you know, I hope that you're not upset by this reading. This is just something to get you through your commute to see what's coming through in your summer. I don't know why I keep saying commute. I'm just obsessed with people listening to podcasts while they drive, or while they go to work or wherever they have to go. Hopefully this gave you some insight. Just remember to keep listening because the podcast episodes coming up won't all be readings, but I appreciate the fact that I can talk about nearly any fucking thing I want to on these podcasts and that, I have an audience. I have people like you who understand the references if I do feel like dropping astrological bombs and like mentioning signs and all that stuff. And it's cool that you guys are like, yeah, totally, totally. Geminis fucking suck or whatever you guys want to think. That was just this reading. I don't know when the next reading is going to be for Taurus, but please follow this channel so that you guys can stay ahead of it all when I do drop some readings. Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.